I think most people are here now. So to close your eyes and just to connect with your body first of all. How does your body feel? Just to be kind to this body, relaxing it. If you need to, adjusting it, moving it. If you're sitting on a chair, just try pushing the feet away from the chair or tucking them further in. Find out the best position for you. Some people prefer leaning against the backrest. Some people have their back away from the backrest. What works for you? That little kindness to your own body, caring for it. Looking out for it, being concerned for its well-being. You may notice that you bring kindness to your body. The body relaxes. Kindness doesn't mean you sit perfectly still. Sometimes you adjust your body just out of care. Just wishing the body well. Now you imagine a circle. Inside that circle, it's all the people you like. That part of you which you like, which you are content with. Inside that circle, all your experiences so far in this life, which we are pleased with. All the good stuff, which is easy to love and respect and remember. That's inside the circle. It's as you go out from the circle to the center, when you pass the circumference, then you get what's outside of your circle. Just outside is the people, the experiences, the irritations, that ache, pain, difficulty in your body or in your mind, which is irritating, but it's not that hard to accept. It's just outside of the circle which you find it easy to love and care for, that which is just outside. As you go further out from the centre of the circle, you got those parts which are quite irritating. They're annoying. Trying to speak and I've got a little irritation in my throat. It's nice and peaceful and you're going to have to leave soon. Lots of irritating things in life, but they're just small things. As you go further out from the circle, you get more and more irritating things and people. her bosses, an ex-partner, someone who's cheated you or hurt you. That's further out from the circle. As you go out further, events in your own life, which has really hurt you, which has cut you deeply. Sometimes one doesn't even acknowledge it, tries to hide it, but it's there. People have really let you down. Events which are just so painful to even remember. The further you get out from your circle, the more difficult it is to accept, even to think about. And that's actually how we judge and grade things in our life. And there's parts of us which are way out from the center. There's parts, a small part, which we can accept and love. Now imagine, just imagine that circle. Inside is where your heart is. Inside is where you find easy to find joy, meaning, kindness, happiness. Now imagine expanding that circle, making it bigger. So those things you find mildly irritating or annoying, disappointing, those get included inside your heart, because your heart is just getting bigger. Memories of this retreat, when somebody said something or did something which annoyed you, which made life more difficult, that is now included in. Aches and pains and fears. As you expand your circle more and more, you find the more you keep in your circle of loving kindness, acceptance, opening the door of your heart to all those things inside, you find you have more peace, more kindness, as you accept more and more into your heart and leave more and more outside. There are some things which are so hard to bring inside. Acts which were, you think, unforgivable, unacceptable, you can't include. But it takes an act of courage to expand that circle a little bit more and bring those inside as well. The pain of your past, the times when you were abused, criticized, treated unfairly, the times when you're in great physical pain, desperation, all those times, instead of forgetting them, bring them inside. Your circle keeps on expanding. The more and more you bring inside, the less you include, the less you exclude, the more peace you feel, the more power, the more forgiveness and kindness. It comes to a critical point where you can't stop expanding that circle anymore. It just expands by itself. Every thing which you've excluded and rejected and found hard to bring inside, when you do bring it inside, there's a great release and peace and power. The power of exclusion, respect, love, and not stigmatizing. You find many of those events, memories, feelings, which you start to bring inside, they concern you, your history, what makes you who you are, your identity, your level of pleasure or pain and peace and freedom. As you bring more in, the peace, the happiness, increase more and more and more. I forgive. I accept. I embrace things which are part of me, which I'll never be able to heal or cure. All I can ever do is care for them, never cure them. As you open this heart wider and wider, as a circle of inclusion keeps on growing, and things you never thought you'd be able to accept, include, respect, be kind, keep coming inside of you. Your circle of love keeps on expanding, expanding way back into your past, way back into the way forward into the future. Whatever happens to me, whatever happens to my life, wherever I go, whatever people say about me, whatever people do to me, however my life leads, the door of my heart is getting bigger and bigger and bigger to accept any future, any pain, any pleasure, any wisdom, any stupidity, because all is included in. I keep nothing out. I just exclude nothing. As this circle gets as big as the whole planet, with all the beings in it, all included in your heart, just like a family, just like a sangha, a monastery. Sometimes when I look at the monks, there's some crazy fellows in there, in the sangha, but you love and accept and embrace them all. Some crazy things in your life, you embrace every one of them. All those idiosyncrasies, the weirdness, the strangeness, the mistakes, that's what makes you who you are. The door of your heart is open to all of you. All of your experience in the past, you don't know why, but it's happened. You learn, you embrace, you grow. The lotus grows from the muck at the bottom of the lake. The more muck, the more beautiful is the lotus. Muck of your life. The shit, the pain, the fire. That is who we are. We embrace. The door of my heart is open to all of you. As you start to develop the apamana, the boundless, limitless loving kindness. Just like a mother loves her only child, no matter what the child does, we'll always love. So you love life, the difficult, the painful and tragic, as well as the joyful. It's all part of the same fabric which we care for. It's called our life. as we send this beautiful loving kindness, which enhances things, which soaks up things with what I call a beautiful golden energy coming from your own heart. It's not going to a person now. It's going to events. It's going to situations. It's going to places, to life. It's a golden energy of love. What is love? It's this positive energy of acceptance and kindness and warmth, which doesn't reject, which doesn't cure and try and get rid of problems, which cares for them and transforms the problems. It doesn't get rid of the feces. It turns them into fertilizer. As the door of your heart radiates loving kindness, just like the sun, just on all beings, without discrimination, without choosing, without will, to choose this event or person or situation over another. It goes to everyone. May all beings feel the love, the acceptance, the joy, the friendship, which is coming from my heart. And I feel a tingling in my chest. I know that's the physical manifestation of unconditional loving kindness. I recognize it. It's very pleasant, tingling, exciting, even electric. It's a corresponding feeling, the manifestation of the emotion of selfless love. As you spread that out, you spread that out to maybe your closest friend in this life, wherever they may be, whoever they are. There will be, they're so like you. They share so much pain and happiness and joy and fear and curiosity. Curiosity of experimenting in this world, adventuring, exploring, often getting hurt, but very often finding wonderful truths. You spread your loving kindness to your best friend. You notice something strange, that the more you give to the closest person to you in this life, the more you have to give. As you give out, you get more. More capital, more resources, more power. Just like your best friend, your closest person in this world, it just helps you generate more love. You notice how it feels as you give. Much is left inside your own heart and mind and body for yourself. This being who gives but gets so much back when they give. The kindness, the joy, the pity sukh, the happiness. Having given it to your best friend. Then you imagine all the people in this room. All the people who've looked after you, all the people who've been your neighbors and friends. And maybe you get the feeling that they are just like you. Faces may be different, gender may be different, age is different. But still, there's something you can recognize. Their striving, their peace, their times of happiness, the times when the happiness just seems to be so far away. Looking for direction, looking for hope, looking for a little bit of guidance to find peace in this life and happiness and meaning. Little by little, when we care for one another, other people care for us, and we grow. Without kindness, Dhamma cannot really flourish. So we share the kindness with ourselves in this room. We share that kindness with everything which has happened in the last few days and everything which will happen in the future. We're a friend to life. Allowing everything in. That just makes our power of loving kindness more boundless. Until we push it through the walls and the ceilings. I'd like to imagine it at this point like a golden light. Powerful, fluorescent, warm and healing, bathing, which goes over everybody in this compound. The little millipedes and the birds and the ants, further afield to the cow, the kangaroos, all the workers, servers, all beings, the birds, the parrots, all beings in this compound. The door of my heart's open. And out from that heart spreads this powerful, unconditional kindness and love. We all feel peace. Not threatened. A group of friends of different species. Some in the air, some under the earth, many crawling on the ground, caring for one another, wishing each other well and happiness and peace. This golden light goes all over the compound. And I spread it over the road to Bodhinyana Monastery. All those monks we live with, ordained, cared for, worked for, get frustrated with, just like a family. All those kangaroos over there, the yeah, birds, the parrots waiting for their lunch at 10:30. You don't see them again afterwards for the day. They know where the feed is. And all the beings over there, and all the beings up in Karnat Prison Farm, up the road. May all beings feel the power of this golden loving kindness. Because my circle has got bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's the one which loves, which never judges. I don't know why some of those prisoners have done those terrible crimes, caused so much hurt. They still deserve my love and kindness and forgiveness and respect. So please open your hearts to receive kindness. As that golden glow goes further, further over to Perth, to Bunbury, to the whole state of Western Australia, it's the whole of Australia. Don't know what people are doing today. Some are enjoying sports or family. Some are struggling in hospitals, afraid. All beings right now in this state, in Australia, may you be happy and well. If there is a pain, a difficulty, a disappointment in your life, please change the way you look at it. This is something which is a growing pain, where we learn to be kinder, gentler, more understanding, where we learn the greatest act of love is to let go, let someone go. that loving kindness spreads over the whole world, in places of conflict, in places where it seems that people get blown up for no particular reason. All those victims of terrorism and wars and accidents and people cutting corners, people getting drunk on drugs, people with something to prove. We give this beautiful, healing, loving kindness to this whole world. Peaceful, healing world. I may not be able to cure you, but I can always care for you. As the care goes to the whole planet, all the human beings in this planet, the birds, the animals, all sentient beings, heavenly beings, even ghosts. May all beings be happy and well, be free from fear. Feel this beautiful liberation of realizing there's nothing wrong with life, just the way we look at it. This is our life. We learn, we laugh, we cry, we're at peace. We don't ask from life what it can never give us. Before we move on, we imagine this one person we may have left out. Called you, the being who bears your name. Just imagine you're looking at that being in a full-length mirror. This being you've known for so long, so you think. There's so many parts of you you haven't known, got to know yet. You haven't penetrated. The parts of you you're afraid of. The parts of you which make you tense up and cry and even scream. That part of your being, as well as the rest of it, is in this beautiful loving kindness, healing, not pushing, not pressurizing, not demanding. It doesn't want a cure, it just wants to care. To embrace this being who bears your name. And say, me, I care for you. I don't want to judge you, criticize you, find fault with you. As I look at you, I can see so many crooked bricks. But that's the person I know and love and care for. Me, the door of my heart is open to me. All of me. So one rejects nothing, one embraces all, one makes peace. May I feel free, free to hurt, free to laugh, free to have bliss. May I be at peace. If I'm healthy, may I use that health, not just for me, but for others. When I'm sick, I realize that there's nothing wrong with being sick. It's right to be sick. It's where the body heals. Will you care for you? May I be free from fear, free from tension, free from stress. I accept this moment. I'm at peace with it. I let this moment be. You spend this beautiful loving kindness towards yourself. As you give to you, so to all others, as to others, So do you. It's like, as we opened our hearts, we expanded it with those circles. See if you can leave those circles wide open. So we learn to accept more of life and reject less. Learn how to be at peace with our own faults, not to judge others. Learn how to bring this joy and healing to the world and to our own life. Imagining metta as a golden light, powerful, spread over the whole world. Until the end of the meditation approaches, we have to bring that light in. Leave the warmth outside. Bring the light in, like you're condensing it, like you're these little tentacles of healing, caring, loving kindness, and now getting withdrawn, leaving out the power of healing and kindness and forgiveness and warmth, bringing it back into Australia, into this body, into this heart. Imagine it like a golden ball of intense forgiveness and care and acceptance. Just hovering above your heart. Imagine your heart like a beautiful, open, white lotus. Fragrant, pure. The only thing which has a chance of holding that powerful kindness. Imagine it, the lotus closing up over that loving kindness. Just to keep it safe, to be used the next time, the next place. And in sharing all of that power, we are sharing our merits at the same time. Those beings who passed away, goodness in our life is never to be kept for ourselves. May all beings receive the loving kindness, the goodness, the merits. If there's anyone in particular you would like to share your kindness with, just think of them as I chant the final blessing.
Yasa wadako, bala wadako,
Vana vadako sukha vadako hota sabada dukha voga baya veva sokha satutu padava anekanta vaya piwina santu Chate jasa jaya siddhi dhanang labang soti bhagayang sukhang balang siviyayu cha vano cha bhogang vodhi cha yasava satavasa cha ayu Chajivasiddhi Bhavantute Sadhu, Sadhu, Sadhu. Very good. So now another retreat over. There's another one coming soon. Somewhere. So, very good. So now, I think you all know what to do when you can get yourself wound up again to do it. Very good. Okay. So, those of you going overseas, have a wonderful journey. Those of you going over rivers, have a wonderful journey going over the River Canning or the River Swan. Those who are going to far east, to Melbourne and Sydney, have a wonderful time. Those who are staying here, here we are again. Okay, all the best. Sadhu, sadhu. Ooh.